I don't think that it's a huge change. But the question is really, what is good to be a member of the EU? Just look at the performance of the banks in the EU. They've all collapsed over the last 10 years. And so the question really should be, what does the EU do for Europe? And in my view, so far, the EU is a complete failure. And if you have an organization that is a complete failure and run by incompetent people, the European Commission and the ECB, then better leave that club.
Well, Mark, you didn't, you know, when we talk about that, though, I mean, we just saw this UK business confidence really just fell off a cliff here on the economic outlook when it comes to the UK. Some saying this is a significant shock reaction. So we're already seeing that businesses are really not as optimistic as you are.
Well, the thing is this, we have in every country nowadays a bureaucracy and an elite, and these people basically are shocked if there is a change because they got accustomed to a very cozy relationship between big business, between big financial institutions, and the government and the central banks. And when something changes, obviously the confidence of these people diminishes. The question is, how many people in the world or in a country have actually an interest in the financial market? And I can tell you, we have today in the world a 7 billion people population. And of those 7 billion, maximum 1 or 2 or 3% own shares. The rest doesn't depend on the financial market. And so my view would be that for ordinary people, maybe actually Brexit is a very good thing to happen, and it will boost their morale, and actually maybe they'll work harder.
But Mark, does it mark a big change in the sense that, you know, people are voting against globalization in a sense? I kind of see you as a libertarian. Wouldn't you be for more openness normally?
Well, we have countries that are not members of the EU that are extremely open and have free trade with other countries. I mean, I'm just thinking, you live in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a relatively free trade country. Singapore is a relatively free trade country. And they don't belong to a huge organization. In fact, I rather think that the EU is reducing globalization, not increasing globalization, and that smaller countries have traditionally always had very free trade policies. In Britain, 1842, the Corn Laws were repealed and the system went from a system of protectionism to free trade. We had free trade in many European countries for centuries. For that, we don't need the EU.
So, Mark, you know, if a second country votes to go, if France or the Netherlands votes to go, is that the end of the EU?
Not necessarily, but it would be great if the EU falls apart, because until the formation of the EU, Europe did economically quite well, and after the EU, it's been a catastrophe, both in terms of productivity growth and economic growth, and in terms of government spending, it went up. And also in terms of unemployment, structurally it went up.
Okay, Mark, let's talk a little bit about financial markets now and not so much Brexit. This would seem to be a pretty good time for gold. And of course, it has been rallying a lot, so people have been bidding it up for a while. But it seems that with helicopter money kind of poised to be launched in various places and lower for longer the case in most of the world right now, that gold will shine. Do you agree? And are you loaded up with it? And what do you do with it? Where do you store it?
Well, basically, everybody knows that I've been positive about gold since the late 1990s. And then I was cautious after 2011 because I recognized the correction was unfolding. But then Tom Kaplan, who is the chairman of NovaGold, and I wrote a very positive piece about gold in January of this year, feeling that the sentiment had turned very negative. And of course, all the big banks were predicting gold at $700. And then it started to turn around. And I believe that a new bull market for both gold, silver, platinum has begun. And that this may go on for a far longer time than the public or people may realize, for the simple reason that most people and most investors are grossly underweight gold. They may own anything under the sun, but they hardly own any gold and gold shares and gold ETFs.
Mark, you know, last question I think that we all have time for, but I talk about the U.S. economy. I mean, in terms of the Brexit fallout, some say they're quite, you know, won't be impacted as much as other regions. So, but you're saying QE4, as we talked on Bloomberg TV last week, that QE4 is underway in the U.S. Why?
I believe that the global economy is not healing and that the level of debt has actually increased. And that any interest rate increase here would have a devastating impact on the financial markets, on asset markets, on
Mark,
the economy.